Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. Joined this week by Nancy Rien, president, Greater Memphis Green Line. Also Laura Adams from the Shelby Farms Park Conservancy. Also Tina Sullivan from the newly formed Overton Park Conservancy. And Bill Dries, senior reporter, Memphis Daily News. So let's start with the Green Line. The Green Line connects both parks eventually, downtown, all the way out to the Wolf River. Tell us about how that happened and what the future of the Green Line is.
We had this big organization to get together and form parks and greenways and try to make them happen in some way. And so we had a big event in 06. And so the expressed need for better parks and green lines and all these things was really put forward at that time frame.
Shelby Farms is, you know, a huge park. And, and for many years, I guess I've been in Memphis 16 years or something. And around the time I moved here, it was a point of great controversy, you know, a road to go through it. And what's the future? And should some of that land be sold off? And it seems to me, I mean, there's this kind of sea change where no one's talking about that now. They're talking about, you know, you've got the Discovery Playground. You've got the Green Line connecting to it. It's all about enhancing the public space, not chopping it up in any way.
Well, really, it all started in about 2001. It was a vision by Ron Terry at the time, who was a great community leader, to develop a conservation easement to protect the land, a conservancy to manage it that would manage it similar to the way the Central Park Conservancy in New York City is managed, and a great master plan. We worked very closely with the Land Trust for Tennessee and the governor of the state of Tennessee and the Shelby County mayor to get a land protection agreement. And basically what that did was put to bed forever the idea that the park could ever be sold off or developed for housing or industrial or commercial uses, that it could develop, but only develop in ways that were appropriate to the park.
As people have been using the Green Line, how has that use kind of expanded what you thought the uses for the Green Line would be?
We've had some wonderful economic development about the Green Line, and they've done a fabulous job, really, they have, at Shelby Farms and getting the Green Line organized. But then you have restaurants that have come up on High Point Terrace, like Chuffy's. You have those kind of restaurants. You've had bike shops develop on the Overton Broad Connector. We've had a lot of different businesses come up that have come up because of getting the Green Line started. There was a lot of pent-up demand. All the people like to walk and ride, and where were they going to do it safely? And we clocked during a certain period of time when things were just beginning, 400 people per hour.
Tina, you noted that Overton Park is 111 years old. As you look at how Overton Park is linked up to Shelby Farms Park, to the Green Line, to other points along the Green Line, how does that change the dynamics of what Overton Park has been as an institution for multiple generations of Memphians?
Well, I think Overton Park will always be a destination, especially for people who live near the park. But I think what changes with all of these connections is that it also becomes a nexus. It also becomes the western end of a park-to-park connection, and branching out across the bridge to Arkansas, branching out to DeSoto, it becomes one small piece in a network of parks and greenways across the whole Mid-South.
All right. Well, we leave it there. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.